listening to Kevin McCullough Radio, where we talk about what's breaking news, we talk about what it means, and we talk about why it matters. So this is how they want to play it, huh? This is what you want to do. Brass knuckles, go to the wall, mat to mat, bring it on, right now.
Something interesting is happening with this.
Kevin McCullough, let me start with you.
I found this thing at townhall.com by Kevin McCullough.
The big dog
has come out of nowhere.
Kevin McCullough.
I just want to help people think.
Nationally syndicated radio host and author of No, He Can't.
And he's playing the role
as well as anybody could.
Kevin McCullough is a nationally syndicated radio host and author of No, He Can't.
The odds are he's right.
It's Kevin McCullough Radio.
You have to put your head down and fight, fight, fight.
Friends, none of us, no matter what our political leanings are, no matter how we feel about Trump, feel this is not good for America.
Okay, said the man who could barely win his state when he ran for president a couple of times back. Kevin McCullough, glad you're with us. Can everybody in the collective country please take a deep breath and exhale? Just here, do it with me. Okay. Welcome. Kevin McCullough, glad you're with us. Got a lot to get to today. Gordon Robertson is on the show. He's got a brand new film coming out Tuesday for one of those one-night-only events. Gordon is the CEO of the Christian Broadcast Network. But this particular film is really quite interesting because it documents, it's a documentary, and it documents the Six-Day War from a very unique perspective, people that were part of the fighting troops then, and they look back, and it's just really compelling. You're not going to want to miss this discussion, but also not want to miss this. It's also Wellness Wednesday, and Guy Evans of Bioactive.com is going to be with us. Looking forward to him helping explain something that has really revolutionized my life, but to explain it to you. And we have to deal with the top headline of the day. Which the last two nights, oh, odd. Oh, the last two nights, night after night. Oh, all of a sudden, these bombs keep dropping. And why? Does it have to do with the fact that maybe those that oppose the president aren't getting their way? And so they're just saying that they're going to, you know, throw any incendiary device in the direction of his administration just to try to create problems with it? Maybe. That could be it. But let me back up a little bit on this, because we literally have people losing their God-given minds. Do you have the longer cut of John McCain? John McCain said this earlier today. We played it in the intro, but I just want you to hear what he said one more time.
And you know, my friends, none of us, no matter what our political leanings are, no matter how we feel about Trump, feel this is not good for America.
Okay, first, it's President Trump, you slacky senator from Arizona. What's your problem?
Yeah, you should be feeling Trump.
Yeah. And the truth is, John McCain hates President Trump. He does. He just despises him. Maybe for good cause. Trump wasn't very nice to him in the campaign. Maybe John McCain does not have the ability to forgive someone that was mean to him. I can understand all that. But to say that, first of all, that there's even anything here to be responding to is a little bit insane. Where's the memo? Does it exist? Have you seen any records today that show that it exists? I haven't seen any of them. Have they produced it? Is there a picture of it on the cable news? Is there a picture of it on the Drudge Report? Is BuzzFeed people just mirroring it out and sending it everywhere? Don't you think it would have been if it existed? Now, if they have this memo, and if it says what they say it says, okay, two really big ifs already. Let me tell you, if they have it, and if it says what it says, and if it's understood to mean that the president actually asked the FBI director to not investigate the Russia investigation. Because that is what the implication in all the breathless media coverage is. Oh my goodness, he asked him to shut down the investigation. Let me just give you some insight here. Alan Dershowitz is a law professor at Yale University, one of the top law professors in the country. He had both Senator Ted Cruz and Barack Obama in his class years ago. By the way, Obama was a D student. Cruz was one of the best students he ever had. But this is what the Democrat, Alan Dershowitz, had to say about what's going to come of this. He said nobody would ever indict the president for, quote, obstruction of justice on this charge. Under the unitary executive theory, the president has the right to tell the FBI what to do. Dershowitz tells CNN's New Day anchor Chris Cuomo, who then had to put his teeth back in, invoking a theory that holds that the president possesses the power to control the entire executive branch. Which he does. It's his branch. You know who has the power to investigate the president? The Congress. That's the check on the executive branch. The executive branch doesn't check on itself. The Congress holds the check. And guess what? The president and the executive branch hold the check on the Congress. And, in a way, on the courts. The courts also have a check on the Congress and on the president because they ultimately determine what is and isn't constitutional law. Alan Dershowitz went on to say Thomas Jefferson managed the trial against Aaron Burr, and President Johnson interacted with the Justice Department and the FBI as well. So there's a historical example of a president getting into the muck of who gets to investigate what, etc. And by the way, we still have no proof that Trump even asked him to do this. We have some news reporter saying that this was written down in some notes that Comey took after his meeting. By the way, just you and me, okay? Do you picture Trump letting Comey sit there and take notes? Do you think that in the totality of what, however long that meeting was, that after it's over, that Comey remembers it exactly, everything they talked about verbatim? And do you think that it could have been something quite casual where, you know, Trump goes, Jim, you know, how long's the Russia thing going to go on? By the way, you have no evidence in the Russia thing. You have no evidence. We're 5 months into the term. You've been looking at it for a year. You got nothing. Move on. That's kind of the president's job, actually. If he feels like the FBI is spinning wheels and not getting anywhere on something, he has the power. He has the constitutional power to say, move along. But he didn't fire Comey because Comey was on his trail and about to expose him for some wrongdoing with Russia. That's a complete myth that the media has put together. And by the way, the media, 97% plus of them, voted for Hillary. So let's just be very, very candid here. We don't know Jack, literally. I don't know a man named Jack. I don't know any facts on this. There's nothing that adds up to Jack in this entire equation. And yet, oh, the sky is falling. Oh, Senator McCain. Oh, the entire nation's falling apart. Now, yes, some Republicans have used the I word, the impeachment word. If that happens and they do it without evidence, well, let's just say that my mission, number one, will be to make their lives a living misery. Because if you're not going to deal with people on a fair basis, I don't think you should be in office. I'll use every ounce of media power that I have across every station I'm heard on to make their life a living nightmare. Let's get the evidence Let's get the evidence. Let's proceed on an evidentiary basis. Where's the memo? Where's the source? Get the facts. Then, as Marco Rubio said today, we won't be responding to some anonymous source news report. We'll be dealing with what we know we are dealing with at that point in time. Kevin McCullough, glad you're with us. Stay with us. It's Kevin McCullough Radio. Hi, Kevin McCullough. I've been learning a ton about probiotics lately. You know, that's that stuff that helps keep your intestinal tracts healthy and helps you ward off all kinds of disease. Well, my friends at bioactive.com have come up with a probiotic that is perfect for my kids. I have a hard time getting them to do natural, healthy things, but the probiotic chewable is so perfect for them because it tastes like strawberry sweet tarts. It's just the tastiest thing. They ask for it in the morning. Dad, can we have our probiotics? Imagine that, getting their systems clean and healthy, and they enjoy it. Not only that, I take the cranberry probiotic, and it has not only the 7 most impressive strains of probiotic bacteria, they also give it the prebiotics to feed the good bacteria in your system, and then they add the cranberry to help with urinary tract function. Friends, they will give you a bottle of the chewables right now if you call and order a bottle of the cranberry. 800-879-6504. They're going to do that because I asked them to. 800-879-6504. Or you can order online at bioactive.com. Use AM570 as the promo code at checkout.
This Moment in Labor is brought to you by National Debt Relief, one of the nation's most respected debt relief companies.
The so-called crime of the century took place early on October 1st, 1910. An explosion at the LA Times resulted in the death of 20 employees and the injury of several others. Despite a complete lack of evidence, the staunchly anti-union newspaper released a headline stating, "Unionist bombs wrecked the Times." LA Times owner Harrison Otis had conveniently moved his office the day before the explosion and got his headline to print within hours of it. Despite proof that the explosion was caused by a leaky gas valve, union iron workers John and James McNamara were convicted of the crime. Ignoring the plea bargain reached by Clarence Darrow and the state's attorney, the judge sentenced James and John to life imprisonment and 15 years, respectively, for a crime they had not committed.
If you've racked up more than $10,000 in credit card debt and are barely getting by making minimum payments, you should know there are ways you can become debt-free and you may not have to pay the entire amount you owe. National Debt Relief has helped tens of thousands of people just like you reduce more than $500 million of debt. National Debt Relief has helped so many, they're A-plus rated by the Better Business Bureau. You don't have to declare bankruptcy or take out a consolidation loan. You have the right to settle your debt for a mere fraction of what you owe. Call National Debt Relief at 888-391-0 That's 888-391-0388. 888-391-0388.
Buttafuoco & Associates, voted best lawyer 5 years in a row by the readers of the LI Press because of cases like Hector that Dan Buttafuoco shares.
In the case of Hector, who was a window washer and he was working on a scaffold, and the scaffold collapsed, but he didn't fall. He hung on for dear life. He hurt both his shoulders. The prior lawyer for Hector was trying to settle the case, forcing him to take $700,000, which is what prompted him to change lawyers to my firm. What you have to do is listen to the client, understand what the needs are going forward, and be able to project that using experts. We were able to prove that by spending $68,000 of our own money when the other lawyer only spent $6,000, and then we settled it for $2.3 million.
Buttafuoco & Associates. For a free evaluation of your case, call 800-NOW-HURT. That's 800-669-4878. Let Dan and his team represent you. 800-669-4878. Buttafuoco & Associates. 800-669-4878.
Prior results do not guarantee a similar outcome.
Hi, Kevin McCullough. I want to invite all of the pastors listening right now to join us, AM 570, The Mission, that is, and Turning Points, Dr. David Jeremiah, on May 18th for the Pastor's Appreciation Breakfast and Ministry Exhibition at the Christian Cultural Center in Brooklyn. This year, David Limbaugh and Dr. Meg Meeker will also be holding breakout sessions at the event, and the Israel Ministry of Tourism will be giving away a trip to the Holy Land. Pastors can register for complimentary tickets, and listeners can purchase them at am570themission.com. The Pastor's Appreciation Breakfast and Ministry Exhibition is sponsored by the Israel Ministry of Tourism and Nyack College. Hi, Kevin McCullough. Spring is here, and that means that love is in the air, and it's the busiest time of the year for engagements and marriage plans. So if you or someone you know is thinking about getting married, there's really only one jeweler that I want you to consider, Lord's Diamonds, and my good friend Anu, the proprietor. And she's got a special relationship with my listeners spanning many years because of her honesty, integrity, and most of all, her care about making her clients get the ring of their dreams. Listen, if you were married years ago and couldn't really afford the ring of your dreams, maybe the time is right to get that special love, the ring she's always dreamt of now. So talk to Anu. I bought my lovely bride a custom design piece from Anu a few years back. And let me tell you, I wouldn't go anywhere else nor speak to anyone else. Not only did Lord's work within my budget and give me great ideas, but the follow-up and the caring are unmatched anywhere. Call to set up an appointment with Anu today. 212-789-8500. That's Lord's Diamonds, 212-789-8500, or online at this portion of Kevin McCullough Radio, sponsored by Balance of Nature. Feeling run down, don't have the energy you used to have? It's probably because you're not eating enough fruits and vegetables. Call Balance of Nature, 800-246-8751. Use the promo code THEMISSION.
Breaking news as it happens. You're listening to Kevin McCullough Radio.
Obliterating confusion, amplifying truth, pursuing clarity. It's Kevin McCullough Radio. It's what we do every day, and I'm grateful to be able to have this time with you as always. I am also very grateful to have my next guest for a couple of reasons. He comes from one of those families that has really put their fingerprint on the body of faith and Christianity at large across America, but in a very culturally important way. But he's also deeply involved in this project, In Our Hands, The Battle for Jerusalem. It's a Fathom event film coming to theaters on May 23rd, and I want you to know about it. We're going to get into the details of the Six-Day War and why it was so important to tell this story. But Gordon Robertson, welcome to the Kevin McCullough microphone.
It's great to be with you, Kevin.
Now, I would feel remiss. I had Franklin Graham sitting in that chair like 3 weeks ago, and I felt remiss then. I'd feel remiss if I didn't say, how's Dad?
And Dad is doing great. He's 87 years old, going strong. My nickname for him is the Iron Horse.
Does he make you feel tired some days?
Always. He still rides a horse every day.
Really?
That is his big hobby. He still works out every day.
What do his workouts consist of?
He goes into this, what's called a total gym, which is resistance training.
Right.
He's really into that.
He does the rubber bands.
Yes.
And I've just started working with a trainer, and they've got this thing called the TRX, and you just want to die by the time you're done with it every day. So I have great appreciation for what he's doing. Gordon, thanks for coming in. For people that aren't familiar with your name, the 700 Club is certainly something that they would be familiar with, and CBN in general. I mean, mm-hmm. you guys were a Christian presence in television and media before anything else really occurred in that
pioneer
space.
Dad started the first Christian television station, 24-hour, in America back in 1961.
And CBN came out of that, of course. And you've had a great role to play in the discussion of public policy and having the opportunity to have impact on kind of the direction that the country has gone over the years.
Well, we feel that we're called to be salt and light. We're not called to be in a monastic community. We're called salt and light to the culture and speak truth and be the conscience for the society.
Yeah. Well, and having as someone who has appeared on your network many times, thank you for your good work. What made you want to get involved and create a film that told the Six-Day War in
Jerusalem? Kevin, this story goes all the way back to the Six-Day War, where Dad sat us down, and we would talk about politics over dinner. That was sort of a usual thing in our family. But this one, it wasn't over dinner. We all got out our Bibles, and he made sure that we knew the specific prophecies that had just been fulfilled.
Wow.
When Israel retook Jerusalem. For the first time since Titus sacked the temple, the Jews were back in control of all of Jerusalem. And what a historic event that was. What a prophetic fulfillment that was.
Now, I was not living at the time that this took place, so all of my relationship to it has come, you know, kind of in the... It's like the kids of the last decade or so. They only hear about 9/11. They didn't experience it. So it must have been an interesting dynamic to sit there and watch that and then have Dad break this out.
Oh, it definitely left an impression. But then 2 years later, my first trip to Israel, and I went to the Western Wall, and just seeing the sheer joy of the celebration there.
Sure.
Men dancing with Torah scrolls. And it's one of those things I really can't put into words, but I just felt an incredible spiritual connection in that moment. And it's something I wanted to repeat with my children. My father brought me when I was 11, and so I made a sort of a strange Christian bar mitzvah where every one of my kids, when they turned 12, we would go to Israel, and
nice.
It would just be me and them, and we would go to the Western Wall, and then I would baptize them in the Jordan River.
It's so cool to hear that. My first trip was 5 years ago. My listeners will know this. I've taken listeners 4 of the 5 years since to go back and see. But my first trip was invited by the Netanyahu administration, and they just took me around and showed me stuff. They said, "Have you ever been?" I said, "No." "Well, we'd like you to be our guest." So I got to see everything I wanted to see: military sites, the settlements, the Christian sites, everything that I asked for. My favorite place of all, and we barely got in there, was to go up to historic Shiloh.
Mm-hmm.
And they had just begun excavating the temple. They've got the footprint uncovered, and much more so since then. But I remember in Scripture that was where Hannah prayed.
Yes, it is.
That God would give her a son. And that Eli, the high priest, made fun of her, said, "What are you, drunk?" And she's like, "Don't you understand the pain I'm going through?" And then he promises her that she'll have a son. That son was Samuel. Samuel anointed Saul. He also anointed David. And through David, we got Christ. So at that moment, I was just overwhelmed. The first trip to Israel, overwhelmed with this sense of like historic, like, I didn't know what to call it, like lightning. So I said, where most likely would it have been that Hannah would have been praying? And they said, well, men prayed on this side, women prayed on this side, and was probably in this area. So I went to a place, and I prayed for my children by name. When we were leaving, the proprietor of the site said, "Would you like to take some shards? They've got pottery going way back." And I said, "Yes, but only if you can pick them from the time of Samuel or Hannah." So he just going through the pile, just throwing them over his shoulder, found 3 for my kids, gave them to me. Like you, when they reach a certain age, we're going to go. But they've already been given this gift of a picture of me praying for them and a shard from Samuel's time. But that connection to everything in your faith, there is no place like
it. And
like
it's Israel. A generational connection.
Yeah.
And Saul is the one that anointed David. David is the one who conquered Jerusalem 3,000 years ago.
And took it as the capital.
And it became the city of David.
Yeah. Well, it's really an amazing thing. Okay, so let's go back to In Our Hands, the battle for Jerusalem. Nobody thought that Israel could stand up to a multilateral attack like this at the time.
There are debates about could Israel do it. But when you look at the sheer numbers, Egypt, Jordan, Iraq, Syria, all of their armies, all of their planes, all of their tanks, all of their men, Israel was outnumbered, outgunned. And what I want the movie to do is show from the point of view of the soldiers who fought the battle for Jerusalem. It's the 55th paratroopers. This isn't SEAL Team 6. These are part-time soldiers.
Right.
These are reservists.
For people that don't know, every youth is required to join, and many Jewish youth from across the world come back and serve, even if they're not residents of Israel. They come back and they serve in the IDF.
There is career military,
right.
But this brigade was part-time. And just the understanding of, you know, what's it like to be studying for your economics exam and then being pulled into active duty because of the threat from the nations around you, and then being told you need to prepare for battle. And not just any kind of battle, but the battle for Ammunition Hill, which is the bloodiest battle in Arab-Israeli war. This is the signature battle. And it's the battle that opened up Jerusalem. When they won that one, then the old city was fairly assured to fall, which happened the next day.
The movie comes out, it's the one night showing, May 23rd. The URL to go get tickets is inourhands1967.com. And I want everyone listening to get tickets and to go see this. It's been endorsed by Michael Medved, national syndicated talk radio host Sid Roth, Seth Siegel, and Dr. Michael Brown. I think those are all names that will mean something to you. Kevin McCullough, glad to have you with us. Coming right back with more with Gordon Robertson. Hi, Kevin McCullough. Did you know that 9 countries around the world have already seized their citizens' assets to pay down their country's debt or support their banking system, also known as what we call a bail-in? Do you know that bonds, mutual funds, and cash in the bank can be easily seized? While certain types of gold and silver coins historically are protected from government confiscation? Would you like to know the laws that have been passed to seize your wealth and how to protect your hard-earned money? Did you know that the Dodd-Frank Act allows our government, in its current language, to do the same type of seizure on our investments that those other 9 countries have done with their citizenry? Friends, if you don't want the government to seize your assets, you need to know how to protect yourself. So you need to call my friends at Landmark Capital today. They are waging a war against government seizure of your wealth. 844-604-2575. That's 844-604-2575 to get the free info. 844-604-2575. That's 844-604-2575 or landmarkgold.com.
I'm James Furr. I'm a 70-year-old Vietnam veteran, and I have hepatitis C. My main focus was to take care of hepatitis C. Taking Balance of Nature did other things for me. I was feeling more energetic. My mental acuity had increased. When I play golf, I would notice that bending over to line up a putt, I would have a bit of a struggle to stand back up. But even now, 10 years later, I stand up better than I did then. I will live happily with hepatitis C instead of feeling like I want to die because someone's trying to cure me of it. Thanks to Balance of Nature, I live a normal, happy, healthy, pain-free life.
Take Dr. Howard's health challenge and find out how to get 2 free sets of fruits and veggies. We'll even ship them to you free. Call now for details. Call 1-800-2468-751. That's 1-800-2468-751. Or go online to balanceofnature.com. Use promo code THEMISSION.
Hi, Kevin McCullough here. In this economy, wouldn't you like to consolidate your home equity with your first mortgage? My friends Mike and Brian, you know them, Mike and Brian, Intercontinental Capital Group, will facilitate that for you. Just call them at 1-800-300-8919. That's 800-300-8919, 800-300-8919. Write it down for me, 800-300-8919. And when you call, just understand, as I've always been telling you, Mike and Brian take it personally that the customer service that they offer is second to none. You're going to not be treated like a number. They're going to understand your story and help you to the max. And you should be checking up on your mortgage to give you that extra flexibility as often as you can, because you just never know month to month if you're going to be in a better situation. So call Mike and Brian today and get all of it. 800-300-8919. That's 800-300-8919. 800-300-8919.
Are you looking for a Christian academic community? Do you want to connect your career and your calling? Alumni of Nyack College and Alliance Theological Seminary serve in public schools, emergency rooms, and Fortune 500 companies. They're leaders, accountants, and community builders. They're teachers, nurses, ministers, and counselors. Nyack's classes are small, and their students and faculty develop strong relationships with each other. And Nyack places special emphasis on the integration of faith, learning, and spiritual transformation. They fulfill their calling by helping you fulfill yours. Weekend evening and online courses are available, and special programs are available for working adults. Let NIAC serve you so you can become the person God intends you to become. To learn if one of NIAC's undergraduate, graduate, or seminary programs is right for you, attend their open house at their New York City campus on Wednesday, May 17th at 6 p.m. To register, go to NIAC.edu/RSVP or call 877-626-2236. That's NIAC.edu/RSVP or 877-626-2236.
What you need to know when you need it. It's Kevin McCullough Radio.
We're speaking with Gordon Robertson. His movie is out May 23rd. In Our Hands, The Battle for Jerusalem. It's a one night only. Get tickets at inourhands1967.com. And by the way, we input my zip code into the website, and I came up with 8 locations within 29 miles of my house. So don't tell me that you can't get out to see this. You can get out to see this. But it's coming May 23rd, and make plans for that. What to you was most personally meaningful about this project? You've made documentaries. What was it about this one that stood out to you?
well, just the history of it, and then the importance. The documentary took on a whole new meaning for me when the UN ruled that Israel, they called it occupation right. of East Jerusalem,
which I reject,
was blatantly illegal.
Right.
When they did that in December, then suddenly this movie took on a whole new dimension that I had to get the history out. So if you weren't alive during the Six-Day War, you can go spend an hour and 41 minutes, and you'll get the real history. Hmm. Every piece of dialogue is based on diaries or actual recollections from the soldiers who were involved in the battle. So you'll get the real history, what really happened, how Israel was outnumbered, outgunned, and won, by all accounts, a miraculous victory.
One that has to be attributed to God's hand of providence. Let's talk a little bit about America and Israel. Obviously, the election of November kind of changed that dynamic. From where you sit and from your observation and to whatever degree you have contacts with the administration, what is your observation about where we stand with Israel in terms of our relationship now?
Well, certainly the new ambassador is a strong supporter of Israel. He's an Orthodox Jew, has a residence in Israel before he was ambassador. So I'm looking forward.
Natural fit for the job.
I'm looking forward to that. At the same time, within the State Department, there is a division, and that division is visualized in Israel itself, where there's a consulate already in Jerusalem, but its prime purpose is to negotiate with the Palestinian Authority. It does not communicate or report to the embassy in Tel Aviv. Mm. It reports directly back to the State Department. Under the last administration, it was staffed with pro-Palestinians, and that surfaced in this last week in preparation for President Trump's visit. One of the staffers from the consulate said to the Israelis, "We don't want Benjamin Netanyahu with President Trump at the Western Wall. It's not," the direct quote, "it's not your territory."
Hmm.
So within our government, within our administration,
I sure hope our president decides to be the bull in the closet he's been with everything else and go there anyway.
Well, he's going to go. The issue is he going to go with Netanyahu?
I want him to bring this. Come on. Let's go. Manny, let's go. Get in the car. So, you can kind of see him doing that, too.
You know, that division's there.
Yeah.
And I think we really need to take a close look at our support for the Palestinian Authority, particularly in light of the knowledge that it's going to the pay-for-slay program, where terrorists or their families are on the public payroll of the Palestinian Authority.
Yeah.
And the amount of money they get is based on how severe the damage they did to Israel. So the more Israelis you kill, the more money you're paid.
This is problematic with our long-term view in the region, too, because the Iran deal did nothing to curb this. And the past administration tried to ignore it as best they could, even when you had people saying this is not we've got to stop. We've got to cut off this funding mechanism because Iran has been largely the funder behind the pay to slay program. Gordon, the overall outlook for terror has been one that America has really grappled with. We still have Christians that are enslaved in northern Sudan. We still have ISIS cutting off people's heads. We have a news media in America, and this is back full circle, kind of where we started the conversation, that seems obsessed with finding every speck of lint that is in Donald Trump's navel or on his suit shoulder. Why don't we have people paying attention to the actual truth of what's going on in the world?
That's a mystery. And
CBN being a very big exception to that, because your news operation is rock solid.
Last week, I heard from a pastor in Iraq who was tortured for his faith. The Islamists kidnapped him and then beat him in the face with a hammer. His message to America was, when are you going to wake up?
Hmm.
When are you going to wake up to the real danger?
Gordon, thank you so much for coming in. It's been an honor to have you. And best of all wishes on In Our Hands, the battle for Jerusalem. And friend, if you're listening and you would like to go to see this film, you've got to go to InOurHands1967.com, get your tickets, and plan on being there on Tuesday night, May 23rd. I think it's a Tuesday. And you'll be able to enjoy the film with everyone else. But this is going to be something I think that really impacts you because it tells this story in kind of a way that you haven't seen it before. And if you'd like to go with me to Israel this November, I'd be remiss if I didn't let you know that you can do that. And all you need to do is go to the station website of where you're hearing this and click on the banner for the trip to Israel with Sean Thornton and Kevin McCullough. And we will take it from there. Gordon, congratulations and thanks again for coming in.
Thank you.
This is Kevin McCullough Radio.
Hi, Kevin McCullough. If you would like to lose 20 to 40 plus pounds, I'm going to encourage you to do what I did nearly 3 years ago. That is call Dr. Carrie Skorsky and say, hey, I want to be part of that guaranteed program to lose 20 to 40 plus pounds in only 40 days. They do it through computerized NRF technology that allows them to monitor all kinds of things within your system. The amount of toxins you have, metals in your bloodstream, water weight that you're carrying, all kinds of things that they measure. And it's done 100% naturally. No hunger, no cravings, no drugs, no prepackaged foods. It's doctor supervised. You eat real food the whole time. Your weight impacts everything. And so if you want to feel better in your own skin, losing the weight will change that. They balance your hormones, they normalize your blood sugar levels, and they totally reset your metabolism. So not only do you lose the weight, but then after the program is over, you're able to keep it off. Dr. Carrie Skorsky and the team at Bay Ridge Holistic Health, call them today, 844-THE-DIET, 844-THE-DIET, or go to anewyouin40days.com or 844-THE-DIET.
This Moment in Labor is brought to you by National Debt Relief, one of the nation's most respected debt relief companies.
The so-called crime of the century took place early on October 1st, 1910. An explosion at the LA Times resulted in the death of 20 employees and the injury of several others. Despite a complete lack of evidence, the staunchly anti-union newspaper released a headline stating, "Unionist bombs wrecked the Times." LA Times owner Harrison Otis had conveniently moved his office the day before the explosion and got his headline to print within hours of it. Despite proof that the explosion was caused by a leaky gas valve, union iron workers John and James McNamara were convicted of the crime. Ignoring the plea bargain reached by Clarence Darrow and the state's attorney, the judge sentenced James and John to life imprisonment and 15 years, respectively, for a crime they had not committed.
If you've racked up more than $10,000 in credit card debt and are barely getting by making minimum payments, you should know there are ways you can become debt-free and you may not have to pay the entire amount you owe. National Debt Relief has helped tens of thousands of people just like you reduce more than $500 million of debt. National Debt Relief has helped so many, they're A-plus rated by the Better Business Bureau. You don't have to declare bankruptcy or take out a consolidation loan. You have the right to settle your debt for a mere fraction of what you owe. Call National Debt Relief at 888-391-0 That's 888-391-0388. 888-391-0388.
From CBN Documentaries comes a new film, In Our Hands, The Battle for Jerusalem, the extraordinary true story of the Six-Day War.
Our goal is clear,
to wipe Israel off the map.
For 6 days in 1967, surrounded by enemies on all sides, Israel stood alone.
The time has come.
And changed history.
To begin a battle of annihilation.
In Our Hands, The Battle for Jerusalem, in select movie theaters for a special one-night event, Tuesday, May 23rd. For theaters and tickets, go to InOurHands1967.com.
Worship in the Adirondacks returns to the beautiful mountains of upstate New York June 23rd and 24th. Join in for an incredible Christian music festival with an amazing lineup of Christian artists, including Newsboys, Unspoken, Danny Gokey, Jeff Moore, Stephen Curtis Chapman, and more.
It all matters just as long as you do everything you do to the glory of the one who made you, 'cause he made you.
Lodging is available at the Lodge at the Word of Life. Visit worshipintheadirondacks.com or call 888-982-8580 for tickets. Worship in the Adirondacks, June 23rd and 24th. Group tickets and one-day general admission tickets are available. Start your summer with an inspirational weekend of worship and Christian music, June 23rd and 24th, for Worship in the Adirondacks. For more information, visit worshipintheadirondacks.com or call 888-982-8580 for tickets. When you need legal assistance, call Dan Buttafuoco and Associates. They'll show you care and compassion. 1-800-NOW-HURT. That's 1-800-NOW-HURT.
Look around, at how lucky we are to be alive right now. Look around, at how lucky we are to be alive right now. History is happening in Manhattan, and we just happen to be in the greatest city in the world. In the greatest city in the world.
happening in New York or across the globe. Learn why it matters first on Kevin McCullough Radio.
So glad you're with us. And on Wednesdays, one of the things I like to do in the from the world of news, from the perspective of news, what's good for you in the news is talk about wellness. And it's affectionately termed Wellness Wednesday when we do that. And I am honored to have Guy Evans with me, who is the head of a group called Bioactive. Bioactive.com is the website. And the reason that we are discussing this, twofold. One, in all honesty, they have become a sponsor to Kevin McCullough Radio. And partly because I went out and was looking for them and didn't know I was looking for them. I was looking because many years ago I had come to the realization that nutrition is really important and that probiotics, outside of slamming your system with actual nutrition, probiotics in your lower abdomen, particularly in your intestines, is so vital to the overall health of your entire body. And so I wanted to take a probiotic that I really trusted and really knew was doing the right thing for me. And it was almost simultaneously that we crossed paths. And I think it may have even been a divine appointment. But my sales lady, Mary, comes to me and she goes, Kev, this Bioactive group has a probiotic. You should look at it. And as I did, I said, get me a sample of that and get the president of the company on the phone. And we talked a few days later, and now he joins us here on the air. Guy Evans of Bioactive.com, thank you for being here.
Oh, it's my pleasure. Thanks for having me.
Yeah. So when I looked at your the probiotic that you guys made, not only was I impressed at what was in it, but then you had a chance to kind of tell me the story of how it came about, and it included children and cancer and doctors that were very serious about wanting to help that scenario. And I, you know, I've got a big place in my heart for cancer. Both of my both my mother-in-law and my mother died from cancer, and I know that nutrition would have helped extend their lives. So talk to me about how this formula came to be for Bioactive.
Sure. In fact, when you were just saying that you were looking for us, but you didn't know you were looking for us, I was kind of chuckling because that's how we came up with our formulation for the cranberry probiotic that we sell. I was looking for a better probiotic. Of course, I've always been a big fan. I know how important good probiotics are. I grew up in a house. My dad was a research biochemist. He literally studied.
And Guy, hold on. I want to slow down to go fast. For people that are not familiar with the term probiotic, what does the probiotic do in the system?
Okay, probiotics, it's the, you know, God gave us this amazing army of good bacteria. And this army is designed, it helps, not only does it break down food so that we can better utilize the food, we can get the nutrients out of our food. So that alone helps, just because we're getting more nutrition from our food, from it breaking down. But it also protects us against all these little parasites and things like yeast that everybody knows about, yeast, different types of fungus. The good bacteria is there to help protect us from that and fight it off so we can stay healthier. It keeps our immune system strong.
All right. So having said that, your dad was a biochemist and you knew the importance of it, but pick it up from there.
Right, but I was trying to come up with a better strain. You know, everybody has Acidophilus. That's the most common one out there, and everybody has it. And a lot of companies brag about, well, we've got 80 gajillion different CFUs. Well, it's more important the different types of strains, because each strain of bacteria works in different areas and on different types of parasites. So you want to have a nice blend of that. And as I was looking and trying to do some research and finding something, I was introduced to a couple of pediatric oncologists, the cancer doctors that really specialize in treating children. And what they were finding is when they were giving the kids chemotherapy and the cancer treatment, it was they were getting these, well, basically yeast infections. They were getting a lot of rashes and other yeast-related problems. Mm. And so they wanted to come up with a formulation that was going to help to keep their, well, bladder infections, things like that. And so they had these different seven different strains. And they, as I was talking to one of them, and he was listing each one, and he said, well, we chose Plantarum because of this and Reuteri because of this. And basically they've got seven of the most studied and most proven strains of bacteria. And they said, and then we wanted to add the cranberry seed extract in there because cranberry seed will not fight with the probiotic as some antioxidants will, that they kind of have a clash where these work hand in hand. And so it will help to keep from getting the bladder infections and help to keep the urinary tract healthier, as well as their entire immune system. And after he went through the whole list and everything he did, I said, this is amazing. Would you mind if I copied your formulation and made it a product to sell? And his exact words were, I wish somebody would. You're never going to find a better formulation for probiotics.
Hmm.
So he put me in touch with the company that was making it for them. The only thing that we did change is we added the FOS. And FOS is, well, short for fructooligosaccharide, which is just a big fancy name for a prebiotic. It feeds the good bacteria, helping it to stay stronger longer and to last longer.
Oh, that's great. So you've got the seven strains of the strongest and most studied bacteria, which a lot of probiotics don't. Then you've got the prebiotics feeding the good bacteria, and then you've got the cranberry that helps keep the urinary tract nice and clear and free of infection. And not only that, then you went the extra mile and you said, we're going to turn it into a children's chewable. Now I take the cranberry version, which is great. But my kids, now that they have been on the chewable probiotic for you for a few weeks, they get up in the morning asking, Dad, can I have my vitamin? It's not really a vitamin. I tell them it's a probiotic. They just look at me, you know, with a square pants eye blink. Dink, dink, dink. Don't know what Dad's saying. But at the same time, they have weathered off colds and flu and everything else in recent weeks, and they go to public school and they're around a lot of germs. This has really made a difference in their life. And friends, right now, Guy is going to give you a bottle of the chewable probiotics for your kids if you call and try the cranberry probiotic for yourself. Here's the phone number, 800-879-6504. Free chewables for your kids if you try the cranberry, 800-879-6504. You can also find out information of how to order on bioactive.com, 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 or 800-879-6504. Guy Evans, thanks so much.
Thank you.
Kevin McCullough, coming right back.
Rated 10 out of 10 as a top personal injury attorney by Avvo Rating, Dan Buttafuoco and the lawyers of Buttafuoco & Associates. Dan talks about the outcome of his representing Susan.
Susie was from Long Island, and she had been clipped by a car, and she was being represented by another lawyer who really wasn't that experienced in personal injury law. Susie had an offer of $100,000 on the table, and she wanted to change lawyers, so we took the case over. 1 year later to the day, we settled the case. After the lawyer was insisting she take $100,000 and would not get another penny, we settled the identical case with the same judge for $350,000. Susie was so happy, in spite of her arm injury, which was serious but not too serious, she bought my entire office dinner.
For a free evaluation of your case, call Buttafuoco & Associates at 1-800-NOW-HURT, 1-800-669-4878, helping accident victims rebuild their lives. Buttafuoco & Associates, 1-800-669-4878.
Prior results do not guarantee a similar outcome.
The Auto Lab is on the move. Join host Professor Harold Walchalk and his panel of automotive experts as they answer all your basic automotive questions and give advice on seeking second opinions from their new parking place at our sister station, AM 970, The Answer. That's 2 hours of great advice and conversation on the history and culture of the automotive industry. The Auto Lab, Saturday morning starting at 7 on our sister station, AM 970, The Answer. Don't miss it.
Hi, Kevin McCullough. Spring is here, and that means that love is in the air, and it's the busiest time of the year for engagements and marriage plans. So if you or someone you know is thinking about getting married, there's really only one jeweler that I want you to consider, Lord's Diamonds, and my good friend Anu, the proprietor. And she's got a special relationship with my listeners spanning many years because of her honesty, integrity, and most of all, her care about making her clients get the ring of their dreams. Listen, if you were married years ago and couldn't really afford the ring of your dreams, maybe the time is right to get that special love, the ring she's always dreamt of now. So talk to Anu. I bought my lovely bride a custom design piece from Anu a few years back, and let me tell you, I wouldn't go anywhere else nor speak to anyone else. Not only did Lords work within my budget and give me great ideas, but the follow-up and the caring are unmatched anywhere. Call to set up an appointment with Anu today, 212-789-8500. That's Lords Diamonds, 212-789-8500, or online at lordsdiamonds.com.
What
what you need to know when you need it. It's Kevin McCullough Radio.
All right, so, it's going to be, I'm going to be kind of torqued about this for a while. There's just no going away. I'm going to need to take my Wellness Wednesday advice. Take all of my Balance of Nature, 1-800-246-8751. Get your Balance of Nature underway. Maybe eating more vegetables and fruits than I've ever eaten before, because the pathetic hyperventilating coming out of the seemingly infantile Washington, D.C. is enough to just, you know, give anyone a case of heartburn. But let me just go back 24 hours to the crisis of the millennium that took place the day before. Because I don't know what today's crisis was. If yesterday's was the crisis, or maybe yesterday's was the crisis of the century and this was the crisis of the millennium. I can't keep track of how many times the media goes, oh my gosh. But let me go back to the crisis of the century from yesterday. Okay, what was the crisis yesterday? Oh, he had told Russia secrets in the meeting that he had. And some anonymous source said he was giving secrets away and he identified our ally and he did this and he did that. And all four of the people on our side, the president, secretary of state, assistant secretary for the NSA and the NSA director, all came out and said, what? Yeah, that didn't happen. So let me just remember that crisis. That was 24 hours ago. The world was going to end. Well, today, Vladimir, we have heard once more from Vladimir Putin, said on Wednesday that the U.S. did not divulge any secrets during a meeting in Washington with the Russians, and he even offered to prove it by supplying Congress with a transcript. The Trump administration, who's been dogged, according to Reuters, dogged by allegations that Russia helped him win the White House and that he and his allies are too cozy with Moscow, defended the decision to discuss intelligence with the Russians. Every president of my lifetime has discussed stupid defense things and terrorism with the Russians. Why are they writing about it like it's the first time it happened? Anyway, I digress. Putin's willing to put up the transcript of the meeting. Do you think the Washington Post or the New York Times or CBS or NBC or ABC or CNN are going to print it? Ha 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 ha.